The proposed smelter project by the Canadian company Hi-Test Silicon could bring an estimated 150 jobs to the Northeast Washington community near the Idaho border. State Senator Shelley Short believes the project will be a great deal for the region.
It'll be the first new major employer in northeastern Washington in a very long time. They will be at full capacity, will be 150-ish full-time jobs.
But Bill Ellis, chairman of the group Citizens Against Newport Smelter, believes the number of jobs is exaggerated, as are claims that the jobs will be high-paying.
The average wage for the jobs that are going to be done there for people in the area is at best $17 an hour, because there are no smelter people here. There are no engineers here, and it's arguable that their administration is going to be brought in.
Senator Short says it's likely that initially Hi-Test Silicon will have to spend some time training local people to work at the site.
For a short period of time, there are going to be people coming down because they're going to have to, you know, mentor these people, if you will, to make sure that they understand how to run the equipment.
The smelter, which would produce silicon from the smelting of quartz, sand, and charcoal, qualified as a project of so-called statewide significance. That designation allowed the State Department of Commerce to provide $300,000 to the Pend'oreille Economic Development Council, which was then given to the company to jumpstart the project. But Bill Ellis says, ironically, that was exactly the same amount the company paid the Pend'oreille Public Utility District for the land to build on.
We've got hundreds of thousands of dollars being donated by the county or the state. And so they bought their land for free. It was sold to them at half price. And this started making people angry.
Senator Short says some of the money from the state is being used to defray the cost of an environmental analysis and feels the free land charges are overstated. Washington State Commerce Department spokesman Chris Green says the money given to Hi-Test comes with some strings attached.
So there's contractual agreement language created whereby a company must perform and create those jobs within a certain period of time or pay the funding back to the EDC, which in turn repays it to the state.
But when it comes to the environmental concerns, many in the community worry about a silica smelter that will be releasing carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide, and sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. Critics like Bill Ellis worry when they hear local officials saying the statewide significance designation will mean fast-tracking the project through the permitting process, especially when it comes to meeting environmental standards. Ecology Department spokeswoman Brooke Beeler says the normal State Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA, protocols will be adhered to without any type of expedited process.
No, there's no time criteria or time crunch associated with this particular project or a project that has statewide significance. It's something that we still have to make sure that we get through our processes, engage the public on each level, and ensure that the environment is protected at the end.
Besides the environmental impact, it appears the source of electrical power for the plant may require more than can be generated by the local Pend'oreille Public Utility District. While a spokeswoman for the utility would not go on tape, Kimberly Gentle was able to answer our questions in an email about the ability of the PUD to provide electricity to Hi-Test sand at the proposed smelter. The email says the PUD, quote, can supply power to the smelter either through market arrangements with third parties or through their own resources, depending on generation and load conditions. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.